It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And we got snow down here, and they got snow up in the mountains as well. We're going to talk about ways to keep you safe. We'll talk a little bit about what is to come. This weekend does not look very favorable. We're going to talk about all of that with Brett, as we do every week during the winter. Brett, thank you so much for taking out the time and talking to us today.
Hey, you bet. Opportune time to get folks aware of some pretty serious conditions up there.
So let's start with the fact that we've got snow here on the floor. We must have really got snow up there.
Yeah, you know, over the past week and a half, I guess it has been now, we've had a series of storms, and it's really increased the amount of snow up in the mountains. And like we were saying last week, the problem here is we've got a really weak foundation that we're trying to stack all these layers of snow up on top of. The base is very weak. It's very loose and sugary. And the snowpack it's not gonna behave well as we continue to add snow. We're starting to see natural avalanches, and things are going to get worse before they get better. We have a high avalanche danger up in the mountains right now, and we've issued avalanche warnings for pretty much all the regions across the state of Utah. So this is not just a localized thing here. This is we're dealing with dangerous avalanche conditions throughout the entire state.
And the one thing that you wanted to kind of preface by saying is that at this point, and with the storms that are coming for the weekend, pretty much backcountry travel is discouraged, right?
Yeah, you know, when like I was telling you before we came on the air, a lot of times we're like, well, yeah, go up and enjoy the mountains, but do it safely. But when we're dealing with high avalanche danger and we have avalanche warnings out, our main message is backcountry travel is not recommended. Now, if you choose to go up there anyway, it's imperative. I can't stress this enough. It's imperative to stay off of any steep slope and make sure you're not below any steep slope as well. At this point in time, we're going to start seeing avalanches that can be triggered from a distance. So you don't even have to be on the slope to trigger an avalanche. So it's very important not to be below steep slopes as well, and especially in gullies. I can think of a lot of different canyons in Huntington Canyon, side drainages where folks like to snowshoe and recreate, and those steep gullies are no place to be this week.
And the other thing you wanted to mention, and because I said I'm sure there are people that will, but I don't know anybody that would want to be out in what's about to come this weekend, because it sounds like it's lining up to be like three big storms, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Is that kind of what you guys are seeing as well?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, our avalanche danger is increasing, and it'll continue to do so through the weekend. It could be a fairly remarkable event given what the storms look like. You know, we're going to see periods of snow. It could be significant amounts, and the kicker is it does look like it's going to be windy, and that always enhances the danger up there. So this is no time to be screwing around up there in the high country.
And the question that I had, and you know, and I think we've talked about this in the past years that we've talked, the reasoning behind that snow getting powdery and getting loose like that, is it because the moisture, there's not as much moisture in it, or what causes that?
Yeah, you're talking about the why the base became so weak, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so when the snow sits around, you know, we got early season snow. It was normal in November and early December. Things started out very normal, and then it went high and dry for basically a month. Now, when that snow, that shallow snow, sits around, it basically changes. It decomposes and turns into this sugary snow. So there is technical terms, there's a vapor transfer within the snowpack then. In simple terms, it turns from, you know, strong snow into weak sugary crystals, and it takes a long time for those to then heal up and become stable. That's what we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks after these storms pass and the avalanche danger starts to decrease. It's going to be when is that snowpack eventually stable? And it can be a very long time afterwards. So hang on is all I can say.
Well, and that's, I think, the most important thing, too, is, as you were saying, is be safe, be careful out there. Use caution if you're going to go, but this weekend is really not the weekend to head out. Is that kind of the final, what you would, the piece of advice that you would give?
Yep, exactly. You nailed it right there. You know, we don't recommend backcountry travel. And, you know, if you are going to go up, I can't stress it enough. Stay off of steep slopes and don't be underneath steep slopes. Stay out of gullies.
All right. And if anybody wants the information, give us the website one time where they can go and check on all the conditions there.
Yeah, you bet. There's always a lot of good information there on the website. There'll be photos and videos and all kinds of educational stuff. It's UtahAvalancheCenter.org. And we produce the forecast for the Manti skyline every day. 7 o'clock in the morning, it's updated. So there's information for folks there as far as what the current conditions are.
All right, Brett, thank you very much for taking out the time to talk to us. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Okay, look forward to it.
All right, that's Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center, getting us ready for the weekend or the lack of maybe just staying home this weekend and not going into the backcountry. For more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.